Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. Well, are you taking a vacation soon? Maybe you're going for Thanksgiving somewhere, wondering when to book your trip. Well, I hope you booked your Thanksgiving trip already, but maybe you haven't. Rick Seney is here to help you. He is CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com, who comes by every month to answer your travel questions, especially air travel. And you may have some questions for him. I hope you'll join in. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Love to hear from you. And Rick Seney, welcome back.
Hey, Larry. Good morning. Good morning.
Good to have you here. And, you know, I want to talk about Thanksgiving travel, but before we get to that, maybe you could talk about some of the new air travel rules that were unveiled last week and when they go in effect.
Yeah, I hear a rumor that the president's going to speak about it on his weekly address. A couple different ones. One of them is, I think, what a lot of people thought originally back in the spring of 2008, whenever they've had the first bag fee, that if your bag didn't make it there on time, it was a bit of an insurance policy. That's not been the case. You never got your bag fee back unless actually they lost your bag. So new rulings now, if their bag is actually delayed, you're actually going to get that money back. Now, some airlines have been sort of playing with this marketing-wise. Alaska, if it's not up on the carousel with a certain time frame, they'll give you some loyalty mileage points and whatnot. So that's something new. The other thing that I thought was interesting too was they used to, well, they still do actually, report how many bags were lost by divided by how many passengers were flying. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense when 60 or 70% don't actually check a bag.
Right.
So now they're going to divide it by the total number of bags checked. So we'll get a more accurate value of how well bags are making it to their particular destination. The other thing the airlines haven't been doing is they're required by ruling to actually put their on-time statistics, but they haven't been putting the on-time statistics of their regional partners who actually have their livery on their aircraft and fly over 50% of their entire network. So now they're going to have to report that as well. And then they've also going to start reporting on wheelchairs not making it to the actual planes for actually deplaning people that need wheelchairs. So they're going to have statistics on that as well. So a whole group of new statistics, new rules coming out here over the next week or two. And also one of them that's interesting too is the transparency and pricing and making sure now that we only have four airlines that control 80% of traffic, that all that information gets to consumers on every site. That would be something we would welcome as well.
Yeah, you know, FareCompare just released a new study on the best days to depart and return over Thanksgiving. Tell us what did you find in that?
We studied several million particular itineraries from across the country and in many, many cities, and found out that actually the prices range. Some prices can be almost twice as much as others, depending on which day you leave and return. The cheapest actual itinerary was leaving on Thursday, which is the day of Thanksgiving, and returning on Friday. Now, that's only a one-night stay, so I call that the in-law stay. So that was the absolute cheapest. As you might expect, if you leave, for example, on Thursday, come back on a Tuesday or Monday, or leave the Tuesday, come back on a Saturday or Monday, those are going to be your cheapest. The most expensive was actually Wednesday to Sunday, two of the busiest days of the year, almost twice that of the cheapest one. So essentially, boiling it down, it's if you can, go on the day of. If not, avoid Wednesday leaving and Sunday coming back, and you'll get what I like to call a better bad deal, because there's really no good deals over Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And you probably should have purchased those tickets already.
It's a little late right now, but I know people love to procrastinate. We're sitting here sort of the tail end of October. So you haven't completely procrastinated yourself into a corner. But after you listen to this broadcast, run over to your computer and make sure you buy that.
Okay. Rick Seney of FareCompare.com, our guest. Let's turn to Jennifer in Madison. Jennifer, hi. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you, Larry. I recently volunteered for 2 months in Nepal, and I became friends with three monks there who would love to come and visit the U.S. Obviously, monks have no money, but their families have said that they'd be willing to help gift them so that they can get the airfare. And I can help once they're here finding lodging and food, because I have a lot of friends we could be visiting. Ideally, what I'd like to do is Kathmandu to O'Hare to New York and back to Kathmandu, so we could see things in the Midwest and also in New York. When I went last year, my airfare was $800. What I'm seeing every time I try to look is about $1,400. This is going to be too much for their families to come up with. Is there any way I can know in advance what months are going to have decent fares?
Yeah, so a couple different things. Those particular flights, and $800 is a ridiculously cheap price.
Yeah, that's really cheap.
For that Trans-Pacific flight. So that was a great deal that you got there. A couple different things I would note, too. Most people don't realize this, but if you do have miles and you have miles in your particular account, you can write anybody a ticket. You can put anybody's name on that ticket. So a great way to get somebody over here economically is to use your miles or points for those particular programs, especially on certain airlines. So I've done that in the past in these particular situations, so you might want to check into that as well. So from a traveling perspective, the most expensive is going to be summertime, and the cheapest is going to be wintertime, essentially. So you're right in the time frame where you're going to see the cheapest months to fly in, and that's basically November, December, January, February. And the prices start to increase in mid-March, and then you see another price increase in mid-May, and then you see another price increase in mid-June, and then they start to drop at the end of August, and that's where you'll see the different price points.
There you go. All right. Good luck. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Chris in Grafton up next with a question. Hi, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Larry.
Morning.
Rick, I have a question about trying to get a college-age son, Don, to visit someone in Quito, Ecuador. First couple weeks of January, obviously we go out of Milwaukee or O'Hare. Are there any tips you can come up with? I'm finding fares in the 650 range. I have miles I could use as well if you think
sure.
That would matter.
Yeah, so you want to avoid the first week in January because you're going to get caught up into the holiday travel period if you can. I don't know when exactly you have to go, but you're going to see a big drop in price starting sort of the mid part of the second week in January. So definitely check that out for sure. Now, I will note on that particular type of trip, the price point is around $750 to $800 out of Milwaukee. It's actually much cheaper out of Chicago. So out of Chicago, you're looking sort of ranges in price. I see them as low, for example, as, you know, $500. I've seen them, and I see some prices actually in the high 380s, depending on what day you leave. So, for example, if you leave like on a Thursday in mid-January, you have Copa Airlines with a $394 round-trip airfare at that time frame. How long is it going to stay?
I think it's less than a week. He actually has to be back to start his second semester of school on the 16th, so anything after that is out of bounds for him to try to take it.
Sure, yeah. So look at Copa Airlines and Delta right now. Both of them in the $395 to $460 range during that time frame, but you got to go after January the 14th.
Okay.
All right. Great. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. You can join in, too, 1-800-642-1234. Let's turn to Marianne.
If he's still listening, too, make sure he goes out of Chicago. It's about 40% cheaper.
Yeah, that's really a big difference. Marianne in Madison, you're next. Thank you for calling.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I have to arrange a trip for mid-November, and I'm running into problems with the return trip. I want to leave definitely on the 9th of November.
Yep.
And come back the 20th, the 21st, something like that. And what I'm running into is the Thanksgiving traffic.
Yep.
I'm wanting to go to Tulsa. Tulsa, Oklahoma. I can fly out of Milwaukee. I can fly out of Madison. I can fly out of Chicago.
Yeah, so the price out of Madison to Tulsa during that time frame, which is, I think you said, on the 9th, right, of November?
Yes.
Right, so you're getting a little late in the game, so you want to buy that ticket almost as soon as you get off the radio here.
Right.
Because you want to be outside of 21 days at least before departure if you can. 14 days is sort of the break point when you start being treated like a business customer. So, you know, I see price points in the high 300s right now out of Madison, and you said you could go out of Milwaukee as well?
Right.
Let me take a quick look at Milwaukee. Yeah, so Milwaukee, the price point is about the same, about lower 300, so 330 or so, depending on the day. So on November the 9th, if you have to go, it's actually much cheaper on November the 7th, which is a Monday. November 9th happens to be a Wednesday. It's still 329 if you go out of Milwaukee. And I guess you said you could also go out of Chicago as well?
Madison would
right.
be... Yeah.
Yeah. So let me check Chicago. Yeah. So Chicago's in the high 300. So your best bet is Milwaukee, and you should shoot for a price around 335 to 340.
Okay. Can I ask you one other question?
Sure.
I've been having problems trying to get on the Southwest Airlines website. Are they having problems with their website?
There was a huge denial of service attack on the internet over Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So there's been some issues with getting onto multiple websites on the internet over the last 3 or 4 days. So I think a lot of people got caught up in that. So go ahead and check it out today. I think it's clearing up a little bit as we speak. But there was an internet-wide outage tail end of last week and over the weekend.
There we go. Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate it. Had some friends, let's see, about less than a month ago who went online and found some tickets out of Madison to Scotland for $500.
We've seen some of those, yeah. So Iceland Air, Wow Air.
Oh.
You also have... Norwegian Air flying out of some cities. So, so you can find some of those crazy cheap. And by the way, some of those aircraft are Dreamliners. So they do have some crazy cheap airfare to those particular locations. So check that out. Yeah. So you have Scotland in there. You also have the Nordic countries, Denmark, Sweden, Norway. I also seen Finland as part of those. And on the way, many of them stop, and at least Iceland Air stops in Reykjavik. So some people are actually stopping in Reykjavik for a really good price as well, which is a fun place to visit.
Absolutely. And Rick, for your service, faircompare.com, how do people tell people about it?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we're basically a bunch of airfare geeks that run a website that try to help you decide when you should buy your ticket. The best thing to do is just come do a search. You can sign up for alerts. We'll send you an email every time something goes up or down. We have tons of content. I write articles weekly for ABC News and every couple of weeks for USA Today and Fox News as well. So I've been doing this for a long time, over 10 years. I'm sort of known as an airfare expert. So if you want to come check it out, we'd love to have you on the site. And the best thing to do is to start shopping fairly early, a little bit around 3 months for domestic, about 5 months for international, and then sign up for alerts and never buy your ticket inside of 30 days. If you buy it inside of 30 days, you're playing right into the airline's hands.
Rick Cini, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com. I'm Larry Mueller. Jill Nadeau, our on-air producer here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Right now, taking a look at air travel with Rick Cini, CEO of FairCompare.com. And we're going to go right back to the phones and to Matt in Wausau, who has a question for you. Rick, let's go there. Hi, Matt. Thank you for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Question. I'm going to be traveling to. I'm going to spend a week in London and a week in Dublin in June. When I looked at flying in and out of Heathrow, it's way more expensive.
About 25% more.
Right. So what I was thinking is, I found a flight that's got a layover at London Heathrow. So I would spend my first week in England and the second in Ireland. Can I just not take that second flight from London to Dublin? I mean, is there any issue other than checked bags that I need to worry about?
A couple of different things. If any time you don't take a flight, the rest of your itinerary will be canceled.
Oh.
Yeah, so don't do that.
No, don't do that.
So automatically, that's what occurs. So when you, whenever you miss any one of the legs on a multi-leg trip, the rest of the legs get automatically canceled by the airlines. Now, in that particular case, it might actually be worthwhile to actually get a round trip to Dublin and then take Ryanair a little hop across the pond,
right,
over to London and sort of, you know, do your trip first in Dublin or do your trip second, but basically use Dublin is your base of your long-haul flight. That's a better way to do it.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks.
Yep, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. And let's see, Rick on Facebook says he'd like to fly to the Algarve region of Portugal in the spring for a month.
Yeah, so he'd be stopping in Lisbon most likely, because that's the biggest airport in the area.
He has a flexible schedule and the airport to fly in and out of. Looking at taking a side trip to Ghana as well.
Interesting, yeah. So, well, there's a couple different things. Did he say what time of year he was going?
He said in spring.
In the spring, yeah. So you want to, if you can, buy that ticket before April 1st. That's when prices tend to go up a little bit. So here's the one thing about flying to Europe. One day one person leaves, the next person another day leaves, and they pay about $150 to $200 more. They have to have a seasonal break in price points. I was looking out of Chicago just to see what the price points for Lisbon in that time frame were. And if you look at, for example, the time frame of March and the April time frame, let's just look around that. Yeah. There's still some really good pricing on flights, for example, on Aer Lingus, connecting with British Airways. Swiss Air has a flight. So the Aer Lingus flight actually is $800 round trip right now. It's an excellent price, a very good price. Air France at $879 to make that, and also on KLM, their partner. So there's plenty of options flying. Now, that's out of Chicago. I don't know. Did he say what city he was closest to?
No, he didn't.
Okay, so I'm going to check out of Minneapolis. Yeah, out of Minneapolis, it's about 35% more out of Minneapolis. Now, if you're going to go out of somewhere like Milwaukee, for example, typically that's going to be about $100 more than going out of Chicago. In this case, it's actually $300 more for that time frame. So if you can, it's much better to fly out of Chicago. You have many more options. It's just tough to get a regional airport to connect properly and actually get the pricing that you're looking for.
Let's go to Marty in Verona next. Marty, hi. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I am looking to travel to Barcelona in May, and I'm seeing some flight prices right now that are under $900, and I'm wondering, should I act now or should I wait so it's more like 4 months away?
Absolutely buy now. Yeah, anything that's in that $900 range for May is a good price. The lowest you'll ever see it, to be honest, and I don't know what happens going to happen in fuel prices over the next 6 months or so. They've been bouncing around between $40 and $60. So I would definitely buy that as soon as you possibly can.
All right. Thanks, Marty, for calling. John in Oshkosh, hello to you. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Where are you headed?
I am going to Australia in May. I already bought my tickets. I just had a question about the process of picking the seats. I paid $9.95 for airfare for LAX to Brisbane.
That's an excellent price.
Yeah, I thought that was. But while I was going through, you get free seats unless you want to upgrade the ones with more room. And I was just looking around, and the front row right behind first class, which is very roomy, was $20 for the leg from LAX to New Zealand, and then $10 from New Zealand to Brisbane. So I picked those. I got all the way through the process, and then at the end it said we had the technical error. Please do over.
Please stand by, and then you didn't get them, right?
Oh, I went back, and they're still available, but the $20 seats became $80, and the $10 seats became $50 for the upgrade. So I was just wondering if they do that often or if that was a fluke.
You know, there's sort of an urban myth that somehow airlines are looking at your cookies and deciding, you know, whether or not to give you a price. All those systems for quoting those things are supposedly in real time, but many of them cache the values. And what happens is they quote the price and then they go back and hit the system in real time. And then the system's already been changed and the cached price that they send back is not correct. And that's why you see those things jump like that. It's still a pretty good deal to upgrade to more legs. legroom or a bulkhead seat for anywhere from $50 to $80 on that particular type of flight. I haven't actually seen anything for $10 or $20 on those kind of bulkhead seats before, unless you have a high elite status with that particular airline. So it's still a fairly good deal, but that does happen from time to time, probably more than people would really like, but that's the reason why that happens.
There you go. Thanks, John. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. And let's go to George in Partyville next. Hi, George.
Hello. See, I booked a round trip flight out of Minneapolis to Yuma for $300.
Fairly good deal. That's a good deal.
That's a good deal. Yep. And I have one stop in Phoenix. So I fly out on Sunday. I think it's the 31st of October. And I am going into Mexico on Sunday, and I'm getting some dental work done, and then I'm coming back. I'm scheduled to fly back out of Yuma on Tuesday, but I'm going to be done on Monday. Is it possible just to go back to the airport and fly standby with the same ticket back?
Which airline are you on?
It's American, I think.
Yeah, so American has a particular policy where if you have elite status with American, you can just go to the airport. Now, on the day before, it has to be the same day on American. So you could take an earlier flight on the same day. If not, essentially you're buying a whole new ticket and exchanging the back half of your ticket with a $200 change fee.
Yeah.
I doubt you'll find something cheaper. Probably it's more expensive at this point, and the $200 fee will I guarantee you it'll wipe out your $380 ticket that you bought. So essentially you're buying a new one-stop flight, and I guarantee you that's going to be expensive. So unless you want to do it earlier the day of, and if you just go to the airport the day of, if you don't have elite status, they charge you $75 to get on standby.
Yeah. There you go. Good luck. Thanks, George, for calling. Appreciate your call. That's one of those you say, well, I guess I'll stay an extra day.
Well, you know, if your flight's in the evening, you can go in the morning and get on an earlier flight.
Oh, sure. Judy in La Crosse. Hello. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thanks for talking to me. I have some relatives that moved to Shalimar, Florida, and I'm kind of trying to figure, I've gone online several times trying to figure out the best, cheapest way to get there. I'm flexible as far as flying from Chicago, Minneapolis, La Crosse, Madison, Milwaukee. It just seems like it's one of those places that there's no good way to get there.
Well, there's some places in Florida that are hard to get to as well. I'm actually going to look it up on the map.
Shalimar, sure. I have no idea where. Is it near Orlando?
It's near Pensacola. It's on the Panhandle.
Yeah, So that's why. Yeah, because Pensacola has some. It's rough to get to, even for people that are going into that area, because Panama City, Pensacola, those kind of locations don't have as much a lift on particular airlines. Now, Southwest does, I think, fly in there as well.
I think
they do. At least I know they fly into Panama City. Let me see if they actually fly there. And you're closer to Milwaukee, you said?
I'm in La Crosse. But, okay. I mean, I'm kind of...
You can go to Minneapolis.
Yeah, I mean, oftentimes flying right out of there is going to be much more expensive. Sometimes it'll surprise you and be a little cheaper, but...
Yeah, and what time frame are you looking to go?
Early next year, maybe late winter, early spring.
Yeah, so late winter is definitely going to be your best bet. The price point in late winter is around $350 round trip. Other price points as you get later in the year go up to $425 to $430 in the spring. But that's basically the price point out of Milwaukee. If you look at, I'm looking out of La Crosse to see if it was any cheaper, but it's actually another $150 to fly out of La Crosse.
There you go.
I know it's painful, but there's no good way to do that. This is a question I get all the time because there's in the Panhandle of Florida, you have Destin and several destinations, and a lot of people end up driving. Now, they're typically not going to drive from Wisconsin there because there's not a huge amount of aircraft lift into those areas.
Mm. Good luck. Thank you so much for calling. Wendy emailed us to say her family is planning to spend Christmas 2017 in Hawaii, so next year. Would like any advice on direct flights from the Twin Cities?
Sure. So let me, a couple different things. First of all, you can only buy your tickets 11 months in advance. So she's, even if she wanted to, she couldn't really shop for that. And probably until, I guess if she's leaving in December, she could shop sort of early next year. So from a nonstop perspective, and I think she said she wanted nonstop, right?
Direct flights, yeah.
Yeah, so not a lot of nonstop lift in certain times of the year, but there's certain days, for example, where you're not going to see a huge amount of nonstops, but you're looking at Delta sort of as your only one flying out of Minneapolis. Now, if you go to Chicago, and that's into Honolulu, for example, if you go to Chicago, United is going to be where you're going to see them. And you're going to find that the prices out on those particular flights are going to be very expensive, close to $1,000 round trip for the nonstop version of those flights. And did she say what time of year? I missed that.
Christmas
next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she definitely wants to start shopping if she wants a nonstop flight out of either Minneapolis or Chicago. She needs to start shopping probably around the February to March time frame. Those seats tend to sell out, especially around Christmas time, very quickly. She also needs to make sure she gets her hotel quickly as well. It will be very, very pricey. Trust me on that.
There you go. Rick Zini, a CEO of FareCompare.com, our guest today. You can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Love to hear from you. And Larry in Baraboo has a question for you, Rick. So sure. Let's go there. Hi, Larry.
Hello. Hi, Rick. Larry.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a brother that lives in Thailand. We go over and visit every few years. I've been over there 5 or 6 times. But anyway, we usually spend around $1,200 for a round trip there out of Chicago to Bangkok. And this year, I've been getting alerts on a flight that's down to $455 round trip now.
Yeah.
Through China Eastern. Have you ever heard of that airline?
Yeah, I've flown on them several times. I also EVA flies that route. ANA, Japan Airlines, Cathay flies that route as well. If you see, I mean, literally, the fuel surcharge typically is around $400 round trip, and the taxes are about $150. So essentially, you're getting negative pricing on your airfare at $500.
I would buy that ticket.
Yeah, I had never heard of that airline, and I've never seen it in my searches before in previous years. So I was just curious. But
yeah, it's one of the, there's several large airlines in China, and China probably in the next 5 to 10 years will probably have the most number of people flying in the world and some of the biggest airlines. So I have flown them a couple times, perfectly good quality airline. If you're worried about anything with airlines, they have a list on the Department of State website of airlines you should be worried about. Most of those are in Africa.
No, there we
okay.
go. Good
Thank
luck.
You very much.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. And Dick in Viroqua, your turn. Hi, Dick.
Hi. My question is sort of like the previous caller. I'm going to Norway May 27th to June 11th. I was looking on the web. I found these, flights for around, $800, which I thought was fine. And then I was looking last Wednesday, and I waited until 11 o'clock, and I looked again. And here on the side were 3 little boxes and a ticket to Bergen, Norway for $645. I couldn't believe it.
First of all, that's a ridiculously cheap price.
Yeah.
The average fuel surcharge to Europe right now is $425. The average taxes and fees are a little over $150. So generally, before you pay for airfare, you're looking at $600. Essentially, you're getting the non-fuel and tax part of your ticket for free.
Well, yeah, and so I called and I got this lady because I said, I can't believe this price.
Which airline was it?
American.
Yeah.
And then she said, I can get it to you for $604 plus your $35
for calling. Yeah, that's doing a transaction over the phone fee.
right. But it was still so dirt cheap. I mean, is there is it legitimate?
I know, absolutely. They are doing this. They're matching some of the Norwegian Air, the Icelandic Air, and also some of the WOW Air flights. So they are dumping some of those seats. SAS, which is the Scandinavian airline, is also throwing in some seats in the $700 range. So you just happen to find a perfect thing, and I hope you actually ended up with that ticket.
Well, is there a way I can really fight? Do I go to American and find out?
Yeah, no, if you do the same days, you should find it on the American website. You can come to our website. We have American on our website as well. Just do the search, and you should be able to find it.
Yeah, faircompare.com. There we go. Thanks, Nick, and good luck with that. Sounds like a really good deal.
Yeah, that's one of those ones where if you're talking to a person at American and they're willing to book it for you, you're good to go. Just remember, with your credit card, as long as you have up to two billing cycles to dispute charges on your credit card. So don't worry about giving out, especially if you're doing it calling directly into somebody like American.
Yeah. Good luck, Nick. Thank you. Marvin in Madison, your turn next. Hi, Marvin.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I got a trip coming up in January to Managua, Nicaragua,
mm-hmm.
and the prices are in the $500, $542. I was wondering to see if it's a good time for me to buy it right away.
What city are you flying out of?
Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Spirit Airlines does fly in there and connects through Florida. That's through Fort Lauderdale. That's one of the cheapest ones. That's the one you're typically going to see in the $500 range. American and United are typically about $150 to $200 more in the $600 to $700 range. If you're looking at the first week in January, for example, the prices do drop dramatically. For example, the third week in January, if you're flying the third week in January, you have airlines like Aeromexico that actually flies that route through Mexico City that you can fly out of Chicago. That price is in the $450 range, for example. And you're going to see Copa, American, United, all in the $560 to $800 to the $560 to the $580 range. So the ones you're quoting right now, check out Aeromexico later in the month, and also Spirit Airlines is another option for you.
Okay, should I buy the 542 on American Airlines right now?
Yeah, I think, again, 540 American Airlines is a fairly good deal right now. Our history data shows that the lowest it's been is $520. So for a $40 difference,
yeah,
it's more likely to go up if oil prices go up between now and then. So I'd go ahead and buy that ticket.
There you go. Thanks for calling. And Beth in Milwaukee, your turn. Hi, Beth.
Hi. I wanted to know if you could tell me anything about bereavement flights.
Sure. Well,
flight?
I actually write columns for USA Today. When you ask the airlines about them, they say, we don't have those anymore because our prices are so low. Hardy har, right? Now, some airlines do have like a 10% off. They do have if you call in, but that's typically off the more expensive class of fares. So it's basically 10% off of the most expensive ticket. So that's not going to buy you a whole lot. So essentially, if you have last minute issues, typically this happens last minute. I'm taking that that's last minute for you as well, right?
Correct.
No.
So here's your best bet. The first thing to do is if you or any of your friends have miles, it's the perfect time to redeem your miles at the last minute. That's when you're going to get the most value.
Okay.
The second thing to check is package deals. Even if you toss the hotel, so if you buy air and hotel, for example, to a cheap hotel, typically those are pre-negotiated prices outside the last minute that are much cheaper than the last minute prices. So check that out as well. And then sort of if you get caught at the last minute, you can call up. And by the way, most airlines have a fee for calling and doing a transaction.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask if they have the 10% or 15% bereavement discount, but then they're going to quote it off the most expensive price, which is typically the price at the last minute. So you do get a bit of a discount at the last minute.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Hey, the other thing, too, to check is actually sometimes business class or first class prices are actually cheaper the day of than the last minute walk-up fare for those bereavement flights. So check that out as well.
Oh, good thought. Thank you very much for calling. We have Karen in Madison emailed to ask when it's the best time to look for an April nonstop ticket to Denmark from Chicago round trip. Does the number of days make a difference? For example, 7 days versus 10 days.
Okay, yeah. So a couple of different things. When you're flying over to Europe in general, almost all the cheapest airfare have what's called a Saturday night stay rule. So you do need to stay a Saturday night. And that means if you leave on a Sunday and come back on a Saturday, you're not staying a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
But most people do stay over 7 days, so that's typically not a problem when they go to Europe. They also, many of the cheapest airfares have a maximum stay rule of 30 days. So if your kids are going over there or flying over there for college or whatnot, 30 days is also a date you need to be aware of. The cheapest days to fly are Monday through Thursday. They have more expensive flights on the weekends than they do on Monday through Thursday, for example.
Did
she say what time of year she was going? April, I think she said.
Yeah, right? April.
Yeah, so she wants to start stopping for that ticket about early December.
And Dave and Westby would like to fly from Minneapolis to Rome May 19th to the 20th, and out of Florence June 10th or 11th. So he's within a month. What would be a good trip, a good price for this trip?
Yeah, so typically during that time frame, and there's a break point in price at the second week in June. We don't know exactly what that'll be yet because I haven't filed all the seasonal rules yet. But generally, you're better off actually doing your round trip to and from Rome and taking the train from Florence down in back to Rome and using Rome as your home base, because if you fly out of Florence, it's going to be an additional $200 or $300 on that particular ticket.
A lot cheaper by train. Then.
It's a lot cheaper to go. I just did this past summer. That's exactly the itinerary I took, was flying into Rome, and then we went to Florence, and then Cinque Terre, and then all the way back to Rome to head back.
And Anne and Madison, your turn. Thanks, Anne.
Hi. My sister and I are flying. We'd like to fly out of Madison the first Wednesday in April, which I think is the 6th, going to Austin, Texas. And so flying Wednesday and returning home on Saturday. And I know that I should start to look like 3 months ahead of time, I think I've heard you say, but I'm curious what I could expect to pay flying from Madison to Austin.
Yeah, sure. So out of Madison, in general, the price point historically, and typically you want to start shopping about three and a half months ahead of time. So that would be around $300 round trip into Austin, approximately.
Okay.
So you should be able to find that ticket. I've seen it. Our data shows that it's been as low as $270 round trip and as high as $380 round trip. Now, did you say it was Wednesday, April 5th or something that you wanted to go?
I believe it's Wednesday, April 6th.
Yeah, so if you're leaving on April so I think sometime Wednesday, Tuesday and Wednesday are your cheapest days to fly, so that's a perfect day, and you're going to stay a week, is that what you said?
No, we're returning on Saturday.
On Saturday, yeah. So actually Saturday is also one of the cheapest days to fly as well. So that's a perfect time to actually fly. I would definitely check that out. And you should pay right now. I would expect you to pay, depending on what happens with oil prices, Wednesday to Saturday itinerary, no more than $300 round trip. And if you see that price anywhere close to $300, go ahead and buy that ticket.
There we go. Thanks so much for calling. And Rick, here we are out of time. Thank you so much.
It goes so fast.
it really does. I look forward to your next visit, and I can't remember what it is, but it's coming in a month.
All right, Larry. Well, we'll see you then, and everybody, happy flying.
Thank you, Rick. Rick Cini is CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com. And I've been on his website many times myself. He talks with us every month to visit about travel, especially air travel. So it's great to have him with us. Well, coming up, we're going to celebrate Farm to School Month with a couple of guests as we talk about garden-based education. That next here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.